तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिमेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणम्। मैं सबसे पहले अपने परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव ओम विष्णुपाशिष्म भक्ति प्रज्ञान के केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के चरण कमलों में अनंत कोटि षष्टांग दंडवत प्रणति ज्ञापन करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाशिष्म भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के चरणों में भी मैं वही दंडवत प्रणति ज्ञापन करता हूं। आज सभा के सबसे पहले भारत के गुजरात प्रदेश में सुनते हैं बड़ा भारी भूकंप या भूचाल आया अर्थ के, और बहुत से लोग उसमें मारे गए हैं, बहुत जन और धन की हानि हुई, तो उसे हम लोग सहानुभूति प्रकट करते हैं। भगवान उनका कल्याण करे। इन इंडिया ओ बिग अर्थक्वेक नेवर कम सिंस लॉन्ग 50 इयर्स, सो मेनी पर्सन्स ऑल डाइड, सो मच डिस्ट्रक्शंस हैव बीन डन। So we pray for them to Krishna. Krishna should be merciful to them. ऐसा ही ये संसार में होता है। एक समय अर्जुन के पुत्र वंश The son, you know, son of Arjun, Abhimanyu, and the son of Abhimanyu, Uttarna, Parikshit Maharaj, oh, he was a very big emperor, not only India, he was the emperor of whole world. Very much learned person, qualified person, having all the qualities. And his age was not old. You can know his glory that sometimes he used to sit in the lap of Krishna and Arjun. So fortunate. Draupadi also in the lap of Draupadi. Subhadra. So you can know his glory. Once he was returning from anywhere, and he was very much hungry and thirsty. Bahut bhukha pyasa tha. बहुत जोर से प्यास लगी किंतु कहीं उसको पानी नहीं मिला। रास्ते में इन द वे ही सॉ अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल आश्रम ऑफ ए सेंट, एक साधु का आश्रम उनको देखा, एंड ही केम आउट ऑफ हिज चैरियट एंड ही एंटर्ड द आश्रम। He saw that any sage was in trance. वो समाधि में था और उन्होंने उसे पानी मांगा, मुझे प्यास लगी है पानी पिलाओ। किंतु वो समाधि में होने से नहीं सुना। As he was in trance, he could not hear that king was asking for water. He never looked him. He was totally observing samadhi. Then he became angry. Oh, ये कैसा साधु यदि पानी नहीं पिला सकता? How a strange sadhu that I am asking for water and even water he is not giving. So he must not be a sadhu. So I should, मैं इसका कुछ स्वागत कर दूं। I should do something for him.
Honor him properly.
Honor him properly. How to honor? Oh, he like a dead person. And he saw a snake, dead snake there, lying down. And he took up by the corner of bow and he gave in the neck of that sage as a garland. Mala ki tarah unke gale mein pehna diya. Tumhare liye yahi bahut puraskar hai. तुम पानी नहीं पिला सकता तो क्या कर सकता है? और इसके बाद में वो वहां से जाने लग गया। जब वहां से when he left the place and he sat on his chariot, he was thinking, oh, what blunder I have done, what a blunder. यदि सचमुच में ये साधु हुआ और भगवान का चिंतन कर रहा हो, इफ इज रियली ए क्वालिफाइड सिंसियर एंड रियलाइज साधु, देन आई हैव डन ब्लंडर, आई हैव नो राइट टू डू लाइक दिस, व्हाई आई डिड, ओ आउट ऑफ थर्स्ट, व्हाट शुड आई डू नाउ, इफ यू गो गिव कर्स my whole dynasty will go in fire. They will be all burned. यदि हमने उनको ऐसे ही गले में मरा हुआ सर्प दिया और यदि वो साधु हुए सचमुच में, तो उनके अभिसंपात से सारा कुछ जल करके भस्म हो जाएगा। बहुत he was doing so much repentance for this. And he was coming. Returning to his capital. In the way, what happened? Oh, he has a son, and he was very small, only age 5 years, and he was playing with the other boys anywhere. Oh, any boy told him, ये तुम्हारे पिताजी के गले में किसी ने मरे हुए सर्प को डाल दिया है। Anyone has given as a garland a dead snake in your father's name. What happened? And he sat down there and saw in trance, really? Anyone has done this wrong thing? And he took water. पानी लिया, मंत्र पढ़ करके निक्षेप ऐसे करिया, जिसने हमारे पिताजी के गले में ये सर्प डाला है, सातवें दिन ये सांप उसको काट डालेगा और ये मर जाएगा, कोई रक्षा नहीं कर सकेगा। He took water and then he sprinkled, telling that, oh, that man who has given this dead snake in the neck of my father. Oh, on the seventh day, any poisonous snake will come and bite him. Anyone cannot save him. And then, he running, he came to his father and saw that, oh, dead snake was there. And then, he sat on the lap of his father and began to weep loudly. Hearing this voice, his father came from trance, samadhi se jagge. What happened? Oh, you are not seeing? This poisonous snake is in your neck. Why you are weeping? Anyone has done? Oh, what you did? I've given him curse that on the seventh day you'll die by snake biting. Anyone cannot save you. Then that rishi began to lament. And he told, oh, being a Brahman boy, what you have done? You have done wrong. A devotee, a Brahmin, a son of Brahman, he should be tolerant. Why you did? You have done too wrong, so wrong. This king is Parikshit Maharaj, very pious, very good, having so many qualities. Oh, very wrong, very wrong. And then he sent to his students, to Parikshit Maharaj, go and tell that on the seventh day, snake bite will be there and anyone cannot save you. So in 7 days, what you want to do, you should finish everything. Shradhina mein jo kuch karna hai, kar lo. Jarur mitti ho gayi. And then what happened? In the way, oh, he took off his royal dress and crown and everything. And his bow and arrow, he thrown up. Sabko chhod diya. Aur paashi Ganga ji ke kinare aakar. Aur chintan karne lag gaya ji, mujhe kya karna chahiye. 7 din ka mera samay hai. Mujhe kya karna chahiye. I have only life of 7 days. What thing should I do? Remember. But wonderful thing. All the sages of realized sages, high class of Brahmavid, sadhu, like Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Kabi Habi Antariksha, and so many, Vasishta, Gautam, all assembled in a moment. I cannot say what connection they had at that. And how they came? From Caspian Sea, you know? Kashyap came from Caspian Sea, Mongolia. Oh, near Italy. And they came into
Mongolia.
So many things. All assembled. Very high class of. एक एक ऐसे थे ऋषि जो मर जाने वाले को फिर जीवित कर दें, ऐसे भी साधु संत नारद इत्यादि थे, ये मरे हुए को भी जीवित कर सकते थे, और बड़े बड़े ऋषि महर्षि थे, वो सब वहीं पर पहुंच गए। नो वायरलेस था जिससे कि कहें, ना कोई एरोप्लेन था जिससे भी, वो एरोप्लेन के द्वारा भी इतना जल्दी नहीं आया जा सकता। At that time, no wireless, no aeroplane,
no email,
no computer, nothing. How they came? But they came. They assembled all. And Parikshit Maharaj asked them, giving proper honor to all. No seat. Where? On the ground. On the bank of Yamuna. And he honored all. And he asked one question to all. Meri 7 din mein mrityu hone wali hai. Main janta hu ki zarur mrityu hogi. Koi bacha nahi sakega. Ab mujhe kya karna chahiye? I must die in 7 days. What should I do? व्हाट्स आई डिड।
किसी ने कहा कि तुम बड़े राजा हो, खूब दान करो, पुण्य करो। किसी कहने योग समाधि करो, किसी ने कुछ कहा, किसी ने कुछ। Someone told Karmis that, oh, you should donate to all something. So many cows, so much wealth, you should donate. And some told that you should do in 7 days a very high class of yajna, fire sacrifice. Someone told that you should do something. But no proper answer was coming. And in the time, meantime, Sukhdev Goswami came. And the same question was asked from him. And a proper seat was given. Though his guru and father Vyasdev and guru of guru Narad and Parashan, so many were there, Vasishtha. But this boy, as 16 years old, like naked, quite naked, no shame, nothing. Oh, rays were coming from his faces. And all the rishis were assembled there. They stood up and honored. And that was Sukhdev Goswami. And he asked the same. Then he told Sukhdev Goswami, जो लोग आज ही अभी तुरंत मरने वाले हैं, तुरंत उनको भगवान का नाम करना चाहिए। Those who are going to die at once, in a moment, they should chant what? Hare Krishna. If one time they have done Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Even one time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Not full name, half, only one, Hare, even. वो सब दुखों से तर जाएंगे, उनकी मृत्यु भी रुक जाएगी एक नाम करने से. Even one name is there. जयति जयति नामानंद रूपं मुरारे ब्रह्मति निज धर्म ध्यान पूजादि यत्नम कथमपि सकृदातं मुक्तिदं प्राणिनां परमामृतमेकं जीवनं भूषणम्. वन नेम, ही हैज पावर टू क्रिएट होल यूनिवर्स इन ए सेकेंड. वेरी मर्सीफुल कृष्ण हैज इन्वेस्टेड हिज ऑल पावर इन दीज नेम्स. सो इवन वन नेम इज सफिशियंट. And if a man has some time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, they should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of Krishna, the highest glory of Krishna they should hear. How being Supreme Lord, and he was playing in the laps of Mother Yashoda, with cowherd boy in forest of Vrindavan. How he was powerful to kill so many demons. And how he was sweet and beautiful, playing on flute. Very beautiful. Playing with gopis. So if anyone will remember this and hear these pastimes of Krishna, Krishna will come in their heart through ears. And he will purify his heart. And then gradually Krishna prema will come. And this is the object of our life. Our life will be successful. Parikshit Maharaj told this. अकाम सर्व कामो मोक्ष उकार मोक्ष काम उदार दी ते ब्रेन भक्ति योगे न जजत पर. Those who are wanting so many things, worldly desires they have, Those who have no desire at all, they are nishkam. Those who want ananya bhakti, one-pointed bhakti of Krishna, for all, when this process of bhakti is done, we should follow. What? To love Krishna, one-pointed. As a son, that Krishna is son, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my beloved. And chant name. Hear pastimes of Krishna. Labdha sudarlabhidam bahu sambhavante, manushyam arthadam anityam apihadhira, turnam jateta napateta anumattu javat, nisheshaya visha kalsadamusha. Oh, you should know that now you are children's. Some are very young. Some are 10 years old. Some are, about young. Some are 50, half age. And some are old. For all, oldness is coming very running. Anyone cannot stop this. Whole unison, combined effort, this cannot be stopped. And one day that will come, sure. What to do? What you have collected in this world? Not a single farthing, pence or anything. You can take it. You'll have to go or give him this body also. Then what you have collected? You should try to know all these things. If even a needle and thread you can take, even your one hair you cannot take. What are you doing? What are you collecting? Useless. Useless, totally. You should realize this fact. Even your body will not go, you cannot take it. And where to go, we don't know. So, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, oh, you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Your life will be successful. Any snake cannot touch you. You should know that who are you. Really, you are not this body. This is like a garment. If it will be old, we will have to give up. Surely. So, We should. Even we are nourishing this body, we are supporting and nourishing this body. But we should chant Krishna. We should remember Krishna. In any stage you are. Even you can chant the name of Krishna one time even, your life will be successful. So he is telling so many pastimes that, oh Krishna sometimes so many coronations of Krishna, sometimes his associates, they descend to this world to help us. We are in jail, whether you realize or not, all are in this jail. You cannot move an inch. You are so much bounded by hathakadi and bedi. By?
Chain.
By chain. Very powerful chain. You are bounded. And what is this chain? बैठिए आइए आप लोग इधर मैं जगह है आ जाइए. What is then chain? Attraction for worldly things. So much attraction, आशक्ति. So this is like a more than a chain, and this is jail. You are like a refugee. You know refugee? Refugee? No? You are driven by your country. You have taken shelter anywhere.
Foreign land.
Foreign land, like a jail. Anyone is not happy in this world. He may be wealthy. He may be very beautiful. He may be of aristocratic family. Anyone in this world, especially when he will be old, you should remember. So anyone not in this world happy. So, he is telling Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, beginning Srimad Bhagavatam, Prayena Alpa Ayusha Sabda Klasmin Yuge Jana Mandas Manda Matayo Manda Bhagyahi Upatruva. In India there are Vedas, Upanishadas, so many Purans, Mahabharata, Gita, Ramayana, among them Srimad Bhagavat is best. You can rely on Srimad Bhagavat. What he is telling? Extend truth. So he is telling that Prayena Alpa Ayushaha Sabda Klasmin Yugejana. All the persons in this iron age, Kali Yuga mein, bahut thodi ayu hai. Our age in this iron is very
short.
Very short. In Satyayug, they used to live 1 lakh years. Not less than 1 lakh. In Treta, also so many 1,000 years. In Dwapar, so many years. But in Kali Yuga, even not 100 years. And Manda, Sumanda Matayo, unfortunate, very unfortunate. And so many problems coming always, full of problems. And so much to do in this world, in Kali Yuga. From boyhood we see now, the boy keeps something box for him. Wo apne liye paisa usme rakhta hai. Aur uske liye alag deposit bank mein rehta hai. Ladke ladkiyon ke liye. Wife has separate bank account. Children have, each children have own bank account. So many things. They have no trust, belief on any each other. No love between wife and husband. Between father and mother. Between brother and brother. Very rare in this world. So all are unhappy. So you should tell me, Parikshit Maharaj is telling, that what should I do in 7 days? Then he told me, Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahe tukya bhavita jahatma sumprasadati. At any time, any disaster may come. Like India, who knew that they are all busy for making their annual function of Swadhinta, Republican Day. They were all, whole India. And only in a second, everything was finished in Gujarat. I've heard that in anywhere else,
El Salvador.
A mountain, crushed whole city and more than 30 or 20. Thousand of persons were killed. So much distress. You cannot imagine even what next moment will be done. So he is telling like this. So how we can happy in this world? We are not this physical body. First you should know. Do something for your soul. Really. You cannot save this body. Anyhow. Anyhow. We are all like this body is mortal. But here inside, part and parcel of Supreme Godhead. No birth, no death, no problems, nothing. But we are suffering so much. हम लोग ऐसा सफर कर रहे हैं. So, सबई पुंसांग परो धर्मो जतो भक्ति रधो खजे अहेतुक अप्रतिहता जात्मा संतुष्ट. So, Sukadeva Goswami is telling. One thing do. Paro dharmo. Paro dharmo means we can give you transcendental thing. You cannot die. Always happy. Diving in endless ocean of nectar. Ananda, ananda. So how it can be? Chant and remember. Of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is our Paramadharma. Sreshta Dharma. Paramadharma. Give up all dharms. And chant. Remember. And hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Very soon you will be liberated from this. This is Paramadharma. मनुष्य मात्र के लिए यह परम धर्म है. चाहे वो लड़की हो, लड़का हो, बूढ़ा हो, बूढ़ी हो, विवाहित हो, अविवाहित हो, सन्यासी हो, सबके लिए एक परम धर्म है. और कुछ नहीं कर सकते तो भगवान का नाम ले लो, बस तुम्हारा जीवन सफल हो जाएगा. एक बात है, सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने कहा परीक्षित महाराज जी को, डोंट ट्राई टू स्लीप, डोंट ट्राई, यू शुड रियलाइज. एक बात है, जिसको कुछ धन है, धनी आदमी है, those who are wealthy, who has come in aristocratic family, जो कि बड़े घर धन में आए हैं, those who are so beautiful, maybe ladies or men, if so much beautiful and so much learned, all these persons, in false ego, they cannot do param dharma. They will never believe in Krishna or any supreme personality of Godhead. They always reject everything. Like pigs and hawks. As they don't know, who is Krishna, who is supreme personality of Godhead. They reject everything. So, these four kinds of persons, those who are bahut sundari sundar hain, अच्छे धनी घर में जन्मे हैं, बहुत विद्वान हैं, और कुछ नहीं होने पर बड़े धनी हैं, तो वो बड़े बड़े पढ़े लिखों को, सुंदरी सुंदरियाओं को अपने नौकरी में रख सकते हैं, उनको इंगेज कर लेंगे. इफ दे आर सो मच वेल्दी, लाइक इन इंडिया सो मेनी आर, और हियर ऑल्सो फोर्ड एंड so many companies, they can keep a very beautiful ladies in their services. They can keep so many scientists and so many learned person in their offices. They can engage. Anyhow, he may be black, his teeth
coming out
anyhow, ugly, black. Even if he is wealthy, he can engage them in their services. So, this is, in this world, this is very, what?
Strange.
Big problem.
So, we should try to know all this. But those who are very lucky, fortunate, having the association of any high class of Vaishnava. Oh, being wealthy, being intelligent, being restricted family person, very learned. Oh, they can do. Otherwise, no. So, this is Paramadharma. If you are Vasudeva Bhagavati, but how we should do? Parodharma jato bhakti radhok khaje. Sabki bhakti karne se nahi hoga. Hum log, adhikansh log, apne khane mein control nahi rakh paate. We have no control on in your diets. We should try to control. Or, हमारी भक्ति केवल कृष्ण में हो, भगवान में हो. गणेश, शंकर जी, दुर्गा जी, ये सब कुछ देती हैं, किंतु भगवान की कृपा से देती हैं. इसलिए मूल कृपा करने वाले भगवान हैं. इस चीज को समझो. गणेश जी विघ्न विनाशक हैं, ये किस लिए? क्योंकि भगवान की आराधना करके भगवान ने उनमें कुछ शक्ति दी है. शंकर जी सब कुछ देते हैं, दुर्गा जी सब कुछ देती हैं. किस लिए देती हैं? इसलिए कि भगवान प्रसन्न होकर के उनमें कुछ शक्ति दिए हैं. ये ऑफिस बियरर, दे आर ऑफिस बियरर्स, नथिंग एल्स. सो व्हाई वी शुड नॉट डू आराधना ऑफ कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ? दे कैन नॉट गिव लिबरेशन, दे कैन नॉट गिव कृष्ण प्रेम, वेरी हाई क्लास. शंकर कैन गिव प्रेम, बट व्हेन वी आर thinking that he is the Vaishnava. You know, this Shankar cheated Raman, Meghnad, Kumbhakaran, he cheated. Kansa and all others were demons. Demons, they like Shankar. But really, they cannot worship Shankar. शंकर जी की आराधना बड़ी भारी मुश्किल है. इसलिए शंकर को वैष्णव जान करके यदि करो तब तब वो प्रसन्न होकर के भक्ति देंगे. और नहीं तो रावण की कुछ भी नहीं सहायता कर सके. रावण वॉज किल्ड बाई राम, कंस वॉज किल्ड बाई कृष्ण, ही कैनॉट सेव. इसलिए सब देवता देवियों को आदर करते हुए भगवान कृष्ण की आराधना करो. दिस इज परम धर्म. वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता जनत आशु ज्ञानम वैराग्यम ज्ञानं च जाध्यागु. इफ दिस भक्ति योग वेरी सिंपल, चैंटिंग, रिमेम्बरिंग, वर्शिपिंग एनीथिंग, ओ एंड वर्शिप एंड ऑफरिंग टू कृष्ण, दिस विल डू वन. ओ यू कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग, यू शुड चांट हरे कृष्ण, दिस विल डू. Very easy thing. And for them, for Shankar, and from others, Ganesh, very, very hard. Very hard. So, if you will do, at once, three things will be done at a time. What? Gyan, Vairagya, and Bhakti. Three things will come. Tino ek saath mein aayega. Alag alag nahin. जो भगवान का भक्ति करेगा वो संसार के रिक्वायरमेंट से दूर हो जाएगा, संसारिक आसक्ति दूर हो जाएगी. एनीवन चांटिंग नेम रियली बीइंग सिंसियर, नॉट नोइंग एनीथिंग, एंड इफ यू विल चांट रेगुलरली, ओ डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम वर्ल्डली डिजायरमेंट्स विल कम एट वंस. रियली इट विल कम. And love, affection, you can realize. And all kinds of tattva we can know. Three things will come. If anyone is chanting, but no detachment is coming, oh, there is something different. One day you will have to give up this world. So you should be in this world. Oh, with detachment, attachment to Krishna. and you can do everything. But do for, whatever do you do for Krishna, then you will be happy. So, Srinivatan Swakatham, Krishna Purna Shamana Kirtana. If anyone is very, very attentively, very powerful, the past times of Krishna, कृष्ण की लीला कथाओं को सुनते हैं, जैसे परीक्षित जी ने 7 दिन सुना और उसी में उनका कल्याण हो गया। सर्प ने 7 दिनों के बाद में परीक्षित जी को काटा की नहीं, डसा की नहीं, हाँ 7 दिन तो उन्होंने भागवत सुना, किंतु व्हाट हैपेंड, स्नेक केम एंड बाइट and he was dead? No. It cannot be. Hua kya? Hindi samajh rahi hai na sab? Thoda thoda? Hua kya? What happened? When he was hearing, and on the 7th day, oh that serpent, in a black body, very tall figure. And he was coming to Boyd. Who was that? Karl. Death himself. He was coming. Anyway, he saw a Brahmin. Brahmin has some jholi.
Back
here and there. And he was coming. Oh, the call, the death, in a shape of Brahmin, black Brahmin. He told, oh, where are you going? Tum kahan ja rahe ho? He told that I am going to the council of Parikshit Maharaj. Why going? Oh, a snake will come and bite. What will you do? Oh, I will save him. Surely I may see. I have guaranteed that I will save him. You cannot save. Oh, I will save. Main usse bacha lunga. Then he told that, see, myself is that call, that serpent I am going. I will take a form of snake and I will do. And anyone can, you can bite anything. Tree or anyone, I must save him. Oh, there was a very big tree of banyan tree. बहुत बरगद का बड़ा भारी पेड़ था और काल सर्प ने उसको ऐसे मारा 20 से 1 सेकंड के अंदर में उसकी जड़ तक भी जल करके खाक हो गई, पूरा वृक्ष और जड़ भी। Find this call in a form of a snake, very angry, and he did like bite. And that whole tree, banyan tree, with fruits and so many branches, everything, smashed in a vein and shaken, with root also, everything. What finished? Then what can you do? You should do. Then Brahman began to smile. And from his bag, so many roots of aushadhi. And he made them grinded. And then, with a mantra, and he gave it on that burnt root. And usko upar mein mantra put karke dal diya. Aur saath hi saath, in a moment, big tree banyan, as before, more than that, was there. Brahmin, you are very powerful. Why you are going? I am going? Perhaps you are going for so much gold and wealth. I am giving you, don't go. Otherwise you may say, so you should return back, I am giving you. Then he gave so much
golden
coins in a golden pot. But he refused to take it. And he gave double, treble, 4 times, 5 times, 10 times. And then Brahman began to think, oh, I should take. And he had agreed, came. And he could not control. And he took all and returned back. And then this date called, he entered in a flower who was taken to the council of Parikshit Maharaj to make a garland and give his neck. Neck mein dalne ke liye diya ja raha tha. He at once what did? And then in the form of a very small snake, and he poised. But before this, Sukadeva Goswami has finished Srimad Bhagavatam. And he told that now snake will not touch you. You should remember Krishna in trance. And he began to do. He was sitting, but there was no soul here. The soul where? Oh, he connected with Krishna. The soul went to Krishna. And only this body was there. And in a second, he was finished. But we should know something more. What happened? It was like a mesmerism. How? They saw that serpent came, but actually nothing was there. If anyone chanting and remembering, you can know that a associate's body comes, and he enters in that, or he is in very beautiful shape in this, and it becomes, gives this body, and he goes to Krishna forever to serve him. So we should know that any sermon, no death, nothing can touch that person. So we should try. We cannot do anything more. But we can chant. We cannot do yog. Not samadhi. Because our mind is always disturbed. You cannot sit. Oh, 1 hour like this, what? Like this. Straight. Cannot you sit? So no such trance. Nothing you can do. Only Harinam in Kali Yuga. Harir Nam. Hari Namaiva Kevalam. Kalu Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. So this is only. Whether you have faith, you have traced or not, no harm. If you are chanting, then, everything is okay. Madhura Madhura Metat Mangalam Mangalanam Shakal Nigvalli Shatphalam Chitswarupa Shakrita Parigitam Shraddhaya Heliyaba Thirukuvara Narmatram Tarayita. Essence of whole Vedas, essence of everything is this name. How essence? All the Vedas, what have told. Upanishad, Gita, Bhagavat, Puran, Raman, Srimad Bhagavatam. These two words, Krishna, Radhe, Ram, these are Hari, this is essence of all things. Vedas, Upanishad. If anyone with a Shraddha, with a not Shraddha, anyhow they can chant Krishna. If a sadhu is going on and anyone is chanting sadhu, Hare, 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 Hare. He was joking, who is joking? Even that joking will come fruitful. If anyone is singing, and in that singing, for fulfilling, he does Rama, 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 or anything, he will be liberated. So powerful. You know Ajamil? What happened? Jara Ajamil ki batla do to. 50 मिनट हो गया, बहुत अजामिल की बोलो। और यू शुड हियर व्हाट हैपेंड विथ अ पर्सन हु वाज वेरी विकेट नॉनसेंस। ही लेफ्ट हिज फादर, ही लेफ्ट हिज मदर, ही इवन लेफ्ट हिज चिल्ड्रन एंड वाइफ, जस्ट लेडीज, एंड व्हाट बिकेम बाय ओनली चॉन्टिंग नारायण। He was liberated. How? You should hear.
So, in this pastime of Ajamil, there's so many nice instructions and teachings for all of us to understand that how, if one is not careful and attentive on the path of realization, there's all possibility that he can slip. He can deviate from his target. So Ajamil, in his earlier age, when he was young, he was very nice and sober person. He had all the good qualities because he was son of a Brahmin. And he was trained properly to conduct all the Vedic sacrifices and other procedures to worship the Lord. And at proper age, he was also married and he had his sons and children. Once, for some important work, he had to go to some other place. And when he went, and he did his business, and when he was returning on the way, he saw a very special scene. Something which really took over his whole intelligence. And what was that? He saw a prostitute, a very low-class woman, and a person who was engaged in illicit relationship. When he saw that, this scene, it captured his mind completely and he could not resist but kept contemplating on that scene again and again and again and again. He tried to control himself and tried to forget that instance, and then he started coming back towards his house. But yet, because the mind is so powerful and because of the material conditioning, it very easily takes to all the bad association, and it's very difficult to cultivate good association. So because of that factor, this whole instance was again and again being reminded in his mind. He came to his home, tried to engage himself in his household duties and responsibilities, and tried his best to forget. But again, that whole remembrance was coming again and again. In the night, when he was sleeping, again all that thoughts came. In the dream, that whole thing came again. So, despite all his endeavors, he could not control, and he ended up going and visiting that prostitute. And gradually, what was the result of such a bad association? All the good qualities of this person, they were now disappeared. And he lost complete control of himself. And gradually, one after another, he gave up all his household duties and responsibilities. And then, leaving everything, he went and started living with that prostitute. And now, what happened? He became attached with that prostitute, started living, and then, one after another, they had some children. And to maintain that family with that prostitute, he had to earn money. He had to fulfill the desires of his wife, who's always demanding so many things, and then children as well. And how he could maintain that? He didn't have any business. So, now, there was no consideration for him to see whether the activities which he was performing were religious or not. They were according to the injunctions of Vedas or not. Nothing of that sort. Cheating, exploiting, doing whichever means he could think of, he did in order to satisfy the needs of his wife and the family. He had a young child who was the youngest son of his family, he named him as Narayan. This was because of his pious activities in the past that he named his son Narayan. Because the child was young, and naturally this Ajamil, he became very attached to this young child. For each and every word, drinking, eating, playing, sleeping, he would always think of his small boy and call him, Narayan, come, let us have water, let's have fruit, let's have this, let's now play. So in these ways, he was always thinking of this son, Narayan, and became very attached to this boy. And in due course of time, when his lifespan ended and the time came for his death, then because he has done so many sinful activities and he had engaged in all abominable kind of activities one can think of, the Yamdutas, the messengers of Lord Yam, they came and they wanted to take his soul out of his body. But what happened? Seeing the fearful form of this Yamadutas, he uttered the name Narayan. Oh, Narayan! But he was thinking not about the Supreme Lord Hari or Narayan, but he was thinking about his son. Yet, because of the power and the potency of the holy name of Narayan, immediately something miraculous happened. And what was that? The messengers of Lord Vishnu arrived at that spot and they forbade these Yamdutas to take the soul of Ajamil. And then a very interesting dialogue took place between the Yamdutas and the Vishnudutas. Because Yamdutas, they had never encountered such an instance before. Because whenever they have been ordered to take the soul of any such sinful person, they had come and they had took the soul of that person, and in a very severe manner, they would take that soul for further punishment and other instructions of Lord Yam. But this time, these Vishnu Dutas, who were so effulgent, because they were representatives of Lord Vishnu, so they had all the four weapons on their hand, conch shell, club, desk, lotus, and they were so effulgent and so powerful that because of their presence, these Yamdutas could not do anything. So they were thinking, who are you? They questioned the Vishnu Dutas. And why you are stopping us from fulfilling the orders of our master, Yamraj? He has ordered us, and this person has done so many sinful activities, he must be punished in hellish planets for unlimited period of time. But Yamduta said, you are speaking about religious principles, but you don't know anything about religious principles. Why? Because the essence of all religious principles is to chant the holy name of the Lord. And this Ajamil, he has uttered the name of Lord Narayan with such great absorption. So because of the influence of the holy name, all his sinful activities have been eradicated. So he is not subjected for the punishment to in hellish planets. Then this Yamdutas had to leave from there, and then again when they went back to Lord Yamraj, they had further dialogue, and Lord Yamraj, he instructed them, yes, that's true, that anyone who speaks and discusses or utters even once the name of Lord Narayan, Hari, Krishna, in any way, then you should not go near to that person. You should stay always far away from that person. Any person who is wearing neck beads, who has taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord or his pure devotees, who is wearing tilak and trying to always absorb and engage in pure devotional service, you should stay always away from that person. And on the other hand, those people who are devoid of all such engagements and they're simply living like materialistic people or animalistic life, which is completely devoid of God consciousness, then you should go and take always these people. So this is how we see that Ajamil, being engaged in so many abominable sinful activities, yet by speaking, by uttering once the name of the Supreme Lord, he was delivered and he was saved from the punishment in hellish planets.
This is not a mythology. ये कल्पना की बात नहीं है, ये परम सत्य है। इस पर विश्वास आप लोग हिंदू मात्र को या जगत वासियों को भी विश्वास करना है। Not mythology. As they say, ये परम सत्य है। इसलिए अजामिल की कथा पर विश्वास करें आप लोग और भगवान का नाम करें। हो सकता है कि इस जीवन में हरिनाम कर रहे हो, कुछ उपलब्धि नहीं हो रही, कुछ मालूम नहीं जी क्या हो रहा है नहीं हो रहा है। Devotees sometimes asking me, we are chanting for so long time, but no result we are realizing. What to do? Go on doing.
You will see in the last, no death will come. Death will never come. And you can put your feet on the head of death. You will see, realize at that time. When you will be able to realize your soul, then you should see. Now you are not seeing. So don't be worry for this. He was chanting Ajamil, the name of Narayan, not for Narayan, but for his son. Oh Narayan, come on, come on, come on, Narayan, aao, aao. Uska chimvan karta, apni godi mein khilata, Narayan idhara. Usko snan karata, sab kuch karta, Narayan, Narayan naam karta. Kintu iska phal us samay usko malum nahi hua. He could not realize the action of this Harinam. But when death came and he saw that three persons. Jamadot, he became very nervous. Very nervous. But at once he saw that four shape of Vishnu Dut came. And he saw. Why he saw? Because he has kept the name of Narayan. And that is why he saw. And he realized that they are my guru. And he heard whole conversation of Vishnu Dut and Jamdut. And when Jamdutas were, they went, and also Narayan Dut, they returned to heaven, Vaikuntha. Oh, he was thinking, oh, my death is gone. Oh, wonderful. And then he went to Haridwar and took bath in Ganges. And in the place he began to chant Narayan. Om Namo Narayan. Om Namo Narayan. And after some time, he was pure. And then four same Vishnu Dut came. And with a golden aeroplane that rose, you should come with us. And he went. So, this history is true. I've seen so many things. Once I was anywhere in preaching, and a man was dying. And he was weeping. So much weeping. Mar gaya, jal gaya. He was...
I'm dying.
Oh, so much. Crying. मैं मर गया, जल गया, बहुत कष्ट हो रहा है, बचाओ. He was telling, but not doing anything. Oh, the householders all called us, and we went there, and I told personally, oh, why you are not chanting Hare Krishna, Ram, Ram, even Krishna, Krishna? Oh, I cannot do. You are telling so much. मैं जल गया, whole day long. And you cannot tell Ram. Oh, I cannot chant. दुष्ट लोग, पापी लोग नाम नहीं कर सकते. उनके मुख से मरने के समय में नहीं आएगा. लाख कहो. ये भी याद रखो. जन्म जन्म मुनि जतन कराही, अंतराम कही आवत नहीं. Practicing whole life. But in the end, this name doesn't come. So you should try from beginning. It will save you. Your money, your wealth, reputation, position cannot save you. Never and never. It cannot solve any your problems. But these names can solve. So with a very strong faith, you should chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Ram. Gaur Premanande. Oh, it Mahamantra.